Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Sir Elton bringing this back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Dr. Alan Wald is our guest, newest member of our Brain Trust, president of Transverse Consulting, professor at Jacksonville University. She's the author of Saudi Inc., The Arabian Kingdom's Pursuit of Profit and Power. It's a very important book that I encourage you to check out. It's a fascinating part of the world, folks. I've read more than one book about this, about that region. I've been there myself. It's a fascinating part of the world, and it's an impactful part of the world. So we need to know as much as we can about it, which is what we're going to talk about right now. Ellen, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about OPEC and their associated oil energy producers. A lot in the news right now. Saudi Arabia. I don't want to get too much into politics, but they've got a little challenge going on right now. They've been embarrassed around the world, haven't they, because of this activist slash reporter that got killed in one of their in their Turkish consulate. Tell us about it.
They have, and you know, it's really definitely sending shockwaves through the oil market. Oil was up in futures trading on Sunday when a lot of the information was first coming out. What's interesting, though, is that while there was this kind of rogue op-ed, perhaps, by a Saudi that came out of a Saudi owned a news source that talked about possibly using oil to retaliate against any kind of potential right. sanctions that the U.S. might put on. It seems that most people didn't believe this because you would expect that that would cause oil prices to kind of shoot up, and mm-hmm. it really didn't. So I think people are mostly looking to the Saudi oil minister, Khalid Al-Fali, who continues to say that Saudi Arabia is going to increase oil production and that Saudi Arabia is willing to meet any customer demands, any customers who are looking for oil, who were buying from Iran and are now no longer going to buy from Iran because of the U.S. Imposed sanctions that are right. coming up, they're willing to fulfill that need.
Yeah, in a perverse way, this man dying could cause Saudi Arabia to step up and fill in the gaps where the sanctions on Iran will cut oil production. It's likely to cause Saudi Arabia to step up and fill that void as a response to the pressure they're getting from this murder that happened. What do you think?
It's certainly possible. I think that Saudi Arabia is willing to deploy some of its spare capacity to do that. But really, if you look at the oil market and the fundamentals that are going on, the oil market is well supplied, and Saudi Arabia has been right. saying that for a while right now. And if you look at it, they actually are fairly well supplied right now. And it seems that there's a lot of speculation, financial speculation in the markets that's going on that has resulted in the increases that we've seen.
Which was happening a decade ago, a little more than a decade ago. Same thing, right? If you remember, I'll get into this in the next segment, but oil went to 140 at one point, about a decade ago, and then it came down, and it was mostly speculation, wasn't it?
Yes.
And how much do you think the current price is speculation?
I would say at least $5 a barrel yeah. is probably a speculative risk. I think that a lot of the traders and hedge funds had made bets that they believed that oil might go up to $100 a barrel, and mm-hmm. so we're seeing that expressed in the market. Whereas the price was really not justified by what we're seeing on the ground in terms
right.
of supply and demand.
Well, isn't it interesting and benevolent that unlike 40 years ago, a spike in oil price around the world doesn't send shockwaves through the U.S. economy. I mean, we don't rely on it as much as we used to. We have our own production that we used to, that we didn't have 40 years ago. I think we're very fortunate in America to have conditions where a spike in oil like we've had in the last 2 years doesn't send shockwaves. What do you think?
Well, what we're seeing right now is actually that the price of the American benchmark is rising as well. It's not as high. There's a big differential, about $8, I think, between the international benchmark, which is around in the 80s, and then the U.S. benchmark, which is in the 70s. And part of what's keeping that low is that U.S. producers, because of the lack of infrastructure, have to sell at a discount. Price is lower.
Yeah.
In fact, our neighbors up in Canada have even worse problems in terms of infrastructure and outages, and they have to sell their oil, the Western.
Very interesting.
Iceland, at a discount of almost $40 a barrel.
Wow. This is like when the farmers fill their silos and they still got grain in the field, they got to do something with it. Same thing, only maybe not quite as bad as for the farmers. Very interesting. Will the sanctions on Iran work quickly, Ellen? The upcoming sanctions?
Oh, I think it really depends. We are seeing Iran do everything it can to hide its oil exports. Right now, Iranian exports are actually a lot higher than we expected, and we're waiting to see what the U.S. government's move is going to be on this.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure we can believe Iran or Saudi Arabia in those terms, folks. We come back. We're going to see. We'll get Ellen to talk to us about going forward. What's going to happen going forward? What does she see in her crystal ball? She has one. I know she does. And Dr. Ellen Wald and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.